This recording, Scotland 14, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah was a nurse who had been working in the deserted district of the territory for a long time, so she was very happy to start a new job in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She checked herself into the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain white dress and a furry yellow fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah a letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally we'd only expect to see it in a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the bird. Soon, a goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it took some force to trap her, but Sarah managed by gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm and singing to her. Her efforts were not futile. Very soon, the goose began to tire, and Sarah gave her a relaxing bath. Then she laid Comma on a cloth for diagnosis. Almost immediately, Sarah remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure a lot of medicine. I can't remember the name of the medicine. It came in a fancy jar and was very expensive. But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
I'm 21. I'm from Torrey up in Aberdeen. Torrey is like a wee coastal fishing town. You've got like the harbour and that area. It's one of the biggest ports in Europe. During the war, Hitler wanted to take it over because it was one of the biggest ports in Europe. And there was defences on the coast called the Torrey Battery, it's called. And there's you can still go up there today and there's stuff. And there's like still, you can still see the rail and the track of the anti-aircraft guns and stuff like that. So that's Torrey. It's got the sea, like it's a lot of to do with the sort of trade and a lot of people's livelihoods, sort of like a fishing town and stuff. Also, you've got the, what else you got here? I was on the up there last week too. You suppose you've got all the seagulls, you know what I mean? Because you've got all the fishing stuff. Aberdeen's quite a, it's one of the biggest cities in Aberdeen, one of the biggest cities in Scotland, but it's kind of like Aberdeen's mentality is just like, there isn't anything really much outside Aberdeen. You go on your holiday for your 2 weeks a year, or you go and work in a fish, or you work offshore, or you get a trade. So I suppose coming from Torrey, and like you say, you want to be an actor or whatever you can. A lot of my mates used to laugh and go, "Oh, I can check you, you idiot, stupid fool," and all this stuff. But I mean, now I'm 21, I'm filming my dream in my last year at RSAMD, so it's the quality I got here, and I'm doing quite well, so it's good. Traverse play was cracking, man. I was in a play out in the Traverse there, and that was this, man. I've always wanted to do, like, when I was in like higher drama. Well, if I was in standard grade drama, and I said, kind of like you get other plays and stuff with the Traverse, and you're like, man, the Traverse must be really good, Ken. But I'd never been it, and I was like, oh, that must be really good to go at, Ken. Do you play, and you get the book, and you were doing perfect days at school and stuff, like doing some of the scenes and that, and like you open the play, and you're like, oh, it's a crisp copy, Ken. You get a copy and stuff at school and stuff, and then but you don't need to play for it because it's school. So you get your book, and it's a crisp copy. You open it up, Ken, you've got a binding there, your spine, you're looking at it, and you're like, man, that guy's played. He's the first part to person ever play his part. How ace would it be to get out and then get your name in the book? Here's me fit. And I'm like 6, 7 years. Well, about 6 years later, and I've done it, and it's quality because I've always wanted to do that. So, but I know I loved it. I was playing a guy called Adam. He was kind of like 16-year-old. No, he was like 16, and he was like supposed to be. I think he was for Aberdeen, Ken. So that was good that I was because his dad worked in the rigs and stuff like that. So kind of suggested he was for Aberdeen, but it wasn't the kind of said out loud sort of thing. It was just kind of subtly better, but it was quality. That's one of the best experiences I've had in the theatre, I suppose, and I got paid for it, which was good, and that was quality, so that was cracking, aye.